Hello? Okay, we're not getting George.
Hello?
Yes, George, go ahead.
You hear me?
I am hearing you, George. Go ahead.
Yeah. We are coming around to educate our people who shut down votes the second round. And we are still going around the federal community, Boston, 4-6, the other community. And we are praying to God that everybody remembers to vote on Tuesday. And we are still praying to God that God will find our good leader. And small, our voting card will stay today. Our parking will hide so well, we don't protect it. And God will provide for us to see how better the country to be. So that good leader, no choice to happen in the country. And thank God for you to give the information to all.
Okay, Josh, thank you for calling. Hello? Okay, I lost George along the way. But this is your morning, and we're finding out from you, how can one maintain the balance between the Christmas celebration and that of the runoff election, which is on December 26th.
Attention! All young girls in a good condition. Listen! Santa Claus is in town. He wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Feliz Navidad. Okay, I guess it's Merry Christmas. So we'd like to say thanks to all of you for being a part of the discussion this morning. And you can join Josephine Oburu tomorrow morning for some motivational quotes on your morning. Like I said, it's special Christmas programming here on Mill Radio. And you can be a part of it also. Okay, quickly, let's take a look at our stories. Uganda's parliament has approved a constitutional change that will allow the current president to run for an unprecedented sixth term in office. After 3 days of debate, MPs voted overwhelmingly to remove the age limits of 75 for presidential candidates. It means 73-year-old President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled for more than 30 years, can seek re-election in 2021. And we'll move ahead. U.S. President Donald Trump has hailed sweeping tax reforms after they were given final approval by Congress, despite fierce criticism by Democrats. We are making America great again. A jubilant Mr. Trump said he is expected to sign his first major legislative achievement, the biggest rewrite of the U.S. tax code in a generation, in the coming days. Damian Green, one of Theresa May's closest allies, has been sacked from the cabinet after an inquiry found he had breached the ministerial code. He was asked to quit after he was found to have made inaccurate and misleading statements over what he knew about claims pornography was found on his office computer in 2008. He also apologized for making writer Kit Melby feel uncomfortable in 2015. Peru's President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski has made a last-minute plea on the eve of an appearance before Congress that could remove him from office. In a judicial appeal, He argued he had been convicted in advance. Mr. Kuseski's opponents want to impeach him for allegedly receiving illegal payments from the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht. And Australian police have arrested two people after a car drove into a crowd in Melbourne. The car collided with a number of pedestrians on Flinders Street, a busy junction in the center of the city, said Victoria Police. The state ambulance service say 13 people have been taken to hospital and at least two others are being treated at the scene. And newborn baby image copyright Getty image. Tens of thousands of mothers and babies in England were harmed by potential lapses in maternity care in the past 2 years. Well, we're going to leave it there for now. Those are stories making headlines around the world. For more of these stories, you can listen to On the Radio News Bulletin at 1 and 6 today, as we will be celebrating and doing special programs for the holiday season. So it's holiday special programs. So it's both Christmas and New Year. 2 weeks of that, so don't miss out on it. Let me just see if I can run you through some of the programs that we have here for the holiday celebration. Okay, we have Away From Home. Internationals discuss their experiences of spending the holidays in the mission area. We also have Family Men. This will be looking at men's obligation to the family, spending quality time with the family during the holiday season, and how to avoid confusion in the home and bringing out men's responsibility. Also, Give to Yourself will be addressing the fact that women give so much of themselves to their family and most times leave no time to themselves. Secrets of Holiday Shopping will basically be giving tips on a reminder of how to be careful when shopping, okay? And Night Shift, what Christmas means to them, that's Liberians. What were the happiest moments in the year for them and how did they celebrate? The History of Christmas, also the history of Christmas music, celebrating responsibly, how you coming on, we'll be visiting the sick, and the police in the celebration. What are the measures put in place to keep the peace during the holidays? Holding on, identifying with the bereaved, discussion on how to deal with grief interspersed with music, plus from the prison. Prisoners explain their experience of celebrating the holidays behind bars. And we'll also be bringing you Christmas and New Year greetings from the staff here on Mill Radio. So you see, it's a full package we have from you. You just can't miss out on it. Okay? Thanks for joining me on your morning today, Thursday, December 21. And our thought for today says, this thing we call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down, by Mary Pickford. My name is Yede Allison. Coming up shortly, we bring you one of our many Christmas programs. Keep tuned to have a wonderful holiday celebration.
In Liberia, war, destruction, poverty, suffering. If that's what you want, then don't forgive those who hurt you. But if you want peace, a chance to rebuild, a chance to go to school, a chance to live without fear, then it's time to forgive and put the past behind us. Let's unite for peace.